really think I like about Mondays. Could it be like Saturdays when you don't better go to work every day?
All right, back at it here. It's a Monday, the 1st of June. Can you imagine it's the 1st of June already? And here we are. And looking at the violence, you know, in the nation's capital, the AFL-CIO building burned. Part of it, anyhow. St. John's Church, considered the Church of Presidents, also set on fire, part of it. As protests around the country continue, San Diego, of course, it all started in Minneapolis, but San Diego, San Francisco, Detroit, all over. Yeah, all over. It's pretty unbelievable that all of this is going on, but it is happening. And it's disheartening because we are watching those that should be in charge of law and order stepping back and saying, well, we'll let them blow off some steam. Who gets to pick up that bill? Seriously, who gets to pick up that bill? You and I do. Because when all of this happens, you and I get to pay the bill because we get to rebuild it with our tax dollars. And so you and I get, you know, sent the bill because these folks don't want to do their job. And I don't care if it's New York City or Austin, Texas, or Grand Rapids, or Lansing, or Detroit, all of these places damaged by looting and violence and fires, and people have been killed. Anyhow, we'll get back to that. Back to where we were here over the last few days before all of this started. And that is the continuing lockdowns attributed to coronavirus, even though the coronavirus has certainly peaked. It peaked in Michigan way back on the 3rd of April. Some now say the peak actually came in late March, those being the scientists that study these things, saying that we had reached the peak. And one of the people that's become a focus of all this, America's barber, Carl Mankey, who has continued to cut hair and try to open his business in defiance of Big Gretch, the governor, and, of course, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, on the phone now. David Kallman, his attorney from Lansing. David, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
So, all right, so it's gone through a couple of steps here. This is always a process. He won at the circuit court level, the judge there refusing to shut him down, saying, hey, go ahead and cut hair. Then went to the Court of Appeals. That the way I read this, I thought the Court of Appeals had to have a unanimous decision. Apparently, the rules for the court don't really matter that much because it was not a unanimous decision. They said it had to go back to the circuit court, and they ordered that judge to do something, even though it's not lawful what they ordered. But he said, I don't have any choice. I have to sign it. Where are we today?
Well, where we are, Steve, is that last Thursday, the Court of Appeals issued its first decision, remanding the case back to Judge Stewart and ordering him to issue the injunction against Carl. We immediately that same day filed in the Michigan Supreme Court and asked for them to take the case on an emergency basis. Under our court rules, that appeal put in place an immediate stay. It was automatic, so that the Court of Appeals decision was not enforceable. Then the next day, Friday, the Attorney General in the afternoon filed a motion to the Court of Appeals asking them to issue a second order to enforce their order from the previous day, even though there's a stay in place. Before we even had a chance to respond, the Court of Appeals, less than 2 hours later, issued a second order ordering Judge Stewart to sign the injunction. So Carl got no hearing, no due process, no opportunity to file a response.
Even though that's
required.
And the Court of Appeals
just ruled against him.
Even though that's required. Everything you just described is required by law, is it not?
It is. And like you said a minute ago, the court rules are very clear. A Court of Appeals panel in this situation cannot summarily reverse a trial judge unless it's a 3-0 decision.
Which it was not.
And these decisions were not. Both of them were not. They were
2-1
decisions.
Where are we? I mean, Carl had made a comment sometime late last week that he would keep cutting hair until they cut his hands off. I don't believe his hands have been cut off. What's going on?
Well, once the Court of Appeals issued its second order at about 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, by 4:35, we had filed a second motion with the Michigan Supreme Court asking for immediate consideration and asking them to issue a direct stay of both orders of the Court of Appeals. So we're hoping today that we'll get some kind of response from our Supreme Court, and we'll see what they do. I know Carl intends to keep cutting hair, so I guess we'll see what happens. All I can advise a client is that if there's a court order, there's a court order. You are
so let me ask
you
this, the bigger picture deal. Hold on here. The bigger picture here, David, is this. David Kallman, legal counsel for America's Barber, Carl Mankey. And that is this. If the Supreme Court sides with the governor and the attorney general, then this governor can do as she pleases at any time without regard to the legislature, which is non-existent. But what I don't understand is why is the legislature not putting forth proposals to end the lockdown, to allow people to go back to work, to do something? You know, they sit there with sitting on their hands, it appears to me. It's frustrating. I'll give you the last word.
Well, the legislature also filed a lawsuit, and they have a motion pending in the Supreme Court on the very same issues, challenging the executive orders of the governor and asking the Supreme Court to stop this. I don't see how anybody can argue that one person can take all power unto themselves forever, essentially.
Which is what's happening. That's my point.
Without any control. This is ridiculous.
All right. David Kallman, greatly appreciate the update. When you hear something, of course, let us know. We'll have you back on to talk about. Carl, as well, is always invited. And hopefully we'll battle through. And hopefully people can start opening their businesses. Those that are left, those that survived. David, thank you so much.
Yep, Thanks, Steve.
You. It is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show for a Monday. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan